welcome to Poetry Soup. I'm your host, Emma Catherine Hoff. There's been a short break, but Poetry Soup is back with Witchcraft by the late Louise Glick. Louise Glick was born on April 22, 1943, in New York City. She wrote 12 books of poetry, including The Wild Iris, which I will be reading from today. Though she never finished a degree, Glick attended Sarah Lawrence College and Columbia University, and went on to later teach poetry at Stanford and English at Yale. She won many awards, including the Nobel Prize in Literature and the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry. From 2003 to 2004, she was also the U.S. Poet Laureate. She died on October 13, 2023. Louise Glick's personal experiences are prominent in her poetry. She often wrote about trauma and sadness. Some of her poetry was also influenced by Greek mythology, such as in her chapbook, October. Her poems are haunting, even in The Wild Iris, when Glick combines her themes of tragedy with seemingly innocent flowers, which is exactly what she does in Witchcross. Something comes into the world unwelcome, calling disorder disorder. If you hate me so much, don't bother to give me a name. Do you need one more slur in your language, another way to blame one tribe for everything? As we both know, if you worship one god, you only need one enemy. I'm not the enemy. Only a ruse to ignore what you see happening right here in this bed, a little paradigm of failure. One of your precious flowers dies here almost every day, and you can't rest until you attack the cause, meaning whatever is left, whatever happens to be sturdier than your personal passion. It was not meant to last forever in the real world. Why admit that, when you can go on doing what you always do, mourning and laying blame, always the two together? I don't need your praise to survive. I was here first, before you were here, before you ever planted a garden. And I'll be here when only the sun and moon are left, and the sea and the wide field. I will constitute the field. Louise Glick centers her poem on a plant called witchgrass. It's a sort of weed, unwanted in gardens and often pulled out. Glick connects this unwantedness to her own life as well as to the lives of others. Rather than backing down from the slurs and names she refers to in stanza two, she proudly declares, I was here first. Rather than agreeing that witchgrass is unneeded and forgetting about it, rather than getting rid of it and writing about something different, something more exciting, Glick gives this plain weed a personality and significance. She shows how important the smallest things can be, how everything can play a role. By identifying it with a plant, and a despised insignificant one at that, Glick composes an original and deep poem. In the first three stanzas, Glick ends with dashes, signifying pauses in her speech. As she keeps going, however, she gets rid of these, showing that she is becoming more confident in what she is saying. But even the witchgrass has grown violent from the ages of violence that have been committed towards it. It has grown over the flowers, an act it cannot control, but one that it doesn't excuse. It is stronger or sturdier, after all. In a way, the witchgrass has embraced the concept of survival of the fittest. For plants and animals, this is a law of nature. The bigger organisms survive more than the smaller. But humans having stepped in, the situation becomes a question of either preference or prejudice, leaving us to ponder whether what is acceptable in nature is acceptable for human beings, and why it is or isn't. Told from the point of view of the plant itself, Glick ends the poem with the line, I will constitute the field. She means that witchgrass, despite being hated by humans, has the right to and can be part of the field that they love. However, this is where survival of the fittest comes in again. Because witchgrass could also reclaim the field when the weaker flowers that rely on human care have died. In Witchgrass, Louise Glick shows us the perspective of an ordinary weed and leaves us to think about the meaning behind it. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Poetry Soup, and I'll see you soon with the next one.